Okay, so we are recording now, and for starters, why don't you state your name and your title?
Hi, I'm TJ Berry. I'm state representative in District Number 38, which is the communities of Excelsior Springs, Kearney, and Liberty.
All right, now, Representative Berry, you introduced House Bill 253, which lately has been a source of some controversy. Why don't you just start out by explaining for our listeners a little bit about what this bill would do for Missouri?
Sure. House Bill 253 is a broad-based tax cut that affects both individuals and corporations to differing degrees. C corporations, which are our very largest companies, would be affected exactly the same way as residents. But the companies that are LLCs or S corporations, that are your small businesses that create most of the jobs, they would be under a different schedule and would have an accelerated tax cut, hopefully in the thought of creating more jobs for individuals.
All right. And now some of the arguments against the bill, which was overridden by, vetoed by Governor Nixon, are regarding they're worried about funding for health and education specifically. What's your response to that?
You know, unfortunately with government, it's many times the definition of a word. And cut is the word that we're talking about. To me, a cut means that I will receive less than I did yesterday. Well, in government, a cut means I will receive less increase than I had planned on. So, again, what's your definition of a cut? Education will not receive less dollars than they do today.
Okay, but just so we're clear, it's less than they would have under the current tax situation?
No, it is not. If you look at the budget years and you look at what we are supplying the schools today, that number would not go down. What we're talking about is the possible growth in spending. Then there's some reasonable debate to be had. What I would argue, though, especially for anybody that's closer to the west side of the state, businesses are under incredible competition with the state of Kansas, whose its business income has gone to zero, income tax zero. Mine, for the S Corps and the LLCs, goes down over a fair process to 50% over 5 years. For individuals and for corporations, you know, it goes down 0.5% over 10 years. Again, very measured response and trying to make sure we don't follow the path of Kansas, but we definitely can compete.
Okay, and if I remember correctly, there's like kind of a safety built into the bill where if it's not working, it'll go back. Is that correct?
It really does not go back, but it does not go any further. So the first play here, and we made sure that it was paid for with several other mechanisms, one of them being tax amnesty, another one being Nexus. Different things that brought in revenue. So the first year's cut would be paid for. And if that didn't pan out to be true, we wouldn't take the follow-on cut reduction.
Okay. And now, looking ahead to September 11th, there's a lot of talk about overriding the governor's veto. I'm assuming you support this movement, right?
Absolutely, I support overriding the governor's veto.
And do you think you'll have enough votes by that time to do that?
Well, originally we had over 103 votes, and there were five or six Republicans gone. In order for this to happen, it becomes much more ideological. Democrats are going to vote with the governor. Republicans are going to be encouraged to vote to override, and unfortunately, the policy then starts to get this isn't about Republican versus Democrat. This is truly about figuring out how we are going to compete within the nation and on a world stage. Because if we don't compete, we are going to have much of the same results as we've had over the last 100 years, which is a state that used to have 16 congressmen to now having 8. It isn't that we didn't grow. It's that we grew much slower than everyone else.
I understand. And looking at the veto more, if you guys are not able to override it, would you be able to then propose this legislation again in the next session?
I most definitely will. And there were some things that I would work to get changed. There was, and this is horrible to say, but there was a spot where the parenthesis in the legislation was 3 words over from where it was intended to be, and that's how the prescription drug problem has come about, was, for lack of a better word, a typo. And we will fix that after we override the governor, or we will fix it before we draft a new piece of legislation.
Okay, but if this is overridden, that can be taken care of, no problem.
Yes, one of the great things is that problem doesn't go into effect until January of 2015. So there is plenty of time to get that taken care of.
Is there anything else you'd like to see changed?
Really, as it sits right now, I am very pleased with House Bill 253. But like anything, everything can be improved.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess, Representative Barry, do you have anything you'd like to add?
I would just encourage people not to listen to the rhetoric from the far left or the far right and do their own education on the bill. It's not a silver bullet, nor is it the destruction of the state. This is a very thoughtful process of how to compete on a world stage.
Okay. And do you have any sources you recommend for people to check this out? Some less biased information, because even the stuff we're getting from like the MNEA and the Department of Mental Health, they seem to not be in favor of this.
Oh, of course not. They're not in favor of it. Anything that has a threat to how they're funded is of great concern, and you can't blame them. But what I would argue, especially on the education front, I don't know a single person that doesn't care about the next generation. And education is by far an investment in our future. If during the last recession that we're still climbing out of, if we did not cut K-12 resources during a horrible recession, I think that you should at least give a little bit of credence to the fact that we will do everything we can to make sure that education is held harmless in this process. And they aren't looking at any kind of upside. They're looking at it from worst-case scenarios, what could possibly maybe kind of sort of happen, and they're not giving any precedence, any thought of we might have more growth. When you grow the pie larger, guess what? Everybody else can get a bigger slice of the pie. But if everything is shrinking, then your piece of the pie is going to shrink also. Our revenue within the state of Missouri, when we're competing with other people, most definitely could shrink. I don't want to see that happen. I love Missouri, and I love my state, and want to see us grow, because we have a lot of things that people could learn from us and how we do things. We're not called the show me state for no good reason.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, where do you have anywhere you recommend people go to educate themselves?
Sure. It depends on which. There's very little independent information out there. I can supply supply people with that. You can look and get a balanced point of view, and I do this myself. You can look at what the governor is putting out, and you can look at what Grow Missouri is putting out, sort of like what I do. I listen to NPR on the radio and often to get one point of view, and then I listen to Fox News, and then I make my own decisions.